Health, yeah. This isn't your average health talk. We're asking those awkward questions for you. We're digging into the health, wellness, and medical news that matters to you. We're cutting through the clickbait with facts you can trust. From uncomfortable questions to breakthrough science, it's a dose of real news you can use. This is Health Yeah with Monica Robbins, your prescription for life.
Joining me now is Dr. Randy Vince, who is the director of Minority Men's Health at University Hospitals in Cleveland. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
So talk to me about what do you think is the biggest concern men of color have relating to their health, and what would you like them to know?
Yeah, I think we have to, there's a narrative that as men of color specifically, that we can tough things out, and until things are, you know, nagging you on a constant basis, that you don't need to get checked out. And one of the things I want to do is dispel that narrative, because usually it does not matter the medical condition, when we're talking about hypertension or high blood pressure, diabetes, or even cancer, like prostate cancer. You don't have symptoms until things are really advanced. And so we want to keep things from getting to that point. So if we could dispel that notion that, you know, you have to wait until things are nagging you, you know, because a lot of men feel fine. That's the time to go to the doctors, not when things start bothering you consistently. So I think that's where we need to kind of intervene at.
There's also an issue where a lot of minority men, they have a hesitancy of going to see a doctor. Mm-hmm. How do you dispel that, and how do you get them to make that relationship?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is all people, all citizens need to know, as physicians, we work for you, right? So the notion has been this thing of not feeling heard. And so because of that, they don't want to go. And, you know, I don't want to come to you and talk to you about what I'm experiencing, and then, you know, you completely miss what I'm telling you, or you just, you know, kind of dismiss it. So I think if we could start to get people to realize that, like, you know, we work for you guys as physicians. Our job is to serve. If we could see that, then people will feel more empowered.
So people should know, if they don't like the doctor, go find another doctor.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell my patients all the time, if, you know, and as I'm a cancer surgeon, so if I have a patient with a new diagnosis, I welcome them to get a second opinion, because I know what I'm telling them is the right thing. So if you have someone who, you know, takes that to heart and, you know, doesn't want you to get a second opinion, then you should probably seek somebody else.
Another thing that men often do is they wait for their women to tell them to go. But
that's
they
right.
don't have to do that.
No. And I think, you know, with knowledge, you know, the old saying, when you know better, you do better. I think that's the reason why we have to really push this knowledge out, so that way men know, you know, you have access to health systems. We want to kind of intervene before things start to get bad. So if we could get that kind of drilled in, I think we'll have a tide change.
One of the biggest problems, though, is there's a shortage of primary care physicians.
There is, yes.
So what do you tell men? You know, how do you start getting those basic things checked? And it's also important for people to know that preventative care is covered.
Yes, absolutely. So most preventative care is 100% covered. You know, there may be a small copay depending on your insurance. But we also have, in addition to physicians, some advanced practice providers too that can offer primary care services. So, you know, don't be ashamed or afraid of having a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant who can also provide that primary care to you. And then if you need it, they can refer you to a specialist.
Yeah, I think that's really important too, that there are so many other healthcare providers
that
people can go see.
Yes.
But one of the things, especially now, let's talk about the Medicaid cuts, mm-hmm. because so many people who might have been on Medicaid might be losing it.
Yeah.
What's your advice to those folks?
Yeah, so, you know, seek the resources. So at the County Board of Health, as well as at the city, you can go, you can obtain resources, and they can actually send you to places where they can give you information about what type of insurance might be available to you or what resources are available to you so you can get health care.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. You know, we have federally qualified health care centers here, or FQHCs, that kind of serve that population of patients. So, you know, whether it's connecting you with them or connecting you with other resources, we can get you care.
So there's a lot of people who might think that once they get off the rolls that they're just out of luck, but they're really not.
No. Yeah. So it's just all about obtaining those resources so you can get the care you need.
So talk to me about the other things that you wish, especially men of color, would take heed and really check on, especially the things that they are at risk for. Yeah. What are the most important things you want them to pay attention to?
Yeah. So like we talked about, the preventative measures. So blood pressure checks, diabetes checks, you know, getting your cholesterol checked. But then as we get older as men, you know, and 40 is not that old, but, you know, we should start thinking about things like colon cancer screening, prostate cancer screening, because these are major cancer killers. But what we know is that if we catch these cancers early, that the survival rate goes up. So I think those are the things we really need to drill in on.
What about mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's vital because the rates of suicide are actually increasing in Black men specifically. And so I think if we can start to, again, dispel this myth that, you know, I can tough it out, I don't need to see a medical health professional, a mental health professional, we can actually end up saving a lot of men who, you know, succumb to suicide, which is very, in my opinion, very preventable if we can get them in.
Do you think that a lot of communities aren't even aware of where to go for those resources?
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, so for instance, at the Cutler Center for Men, we connect a lot of men to mental health resources because we realize how important that is to a man's overall wellness. So I think for a man, if they are interested in getting mental health services, they can call us. We can connect them with somebody. But they are, you know, it's a simple Google search sometimes where you can find those resources to get the help.
In general, is it a good idea maybe start with your church?
You can definitely start with your church because, you know, the one thing that I feel like as health systems we should do is we should be connected to the faith-based organization so that way they have those resources to give to the, you know, their congregants to contact us and get the help they need.
Do you think the stigma is starting to lift in these communities?
Yes, but not fast enough. You know, and I think that's why we continuously see this rate of suicide increase. But I do think this stereotype around, you know, you're weak if you get mental health treatment or you see a therapist, I think that is starting to turn, but we just need to kind of change that a little faster, in my opinion.
If they're not ready yet, what about group therapy? What about a bunch of men getting together and talking about their issues together? Is that, you know, cool, if you will?
Yeah. So I think even the number of those groups are increasing. It's just not increasing fast enough, right? Because there's this mentality that is often had, whereas if I talk to a man about my struggles, then I seem weak. And that's what we really need to dispel, because leaning into your struggles is actually takes a lot of strength, not weakness. So I think once when men start to grasp that a little more, we'll start to see, you know, increased numbers of those groups, but also increased number of men getting the treatment they need.
But they also need to know they're not alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, to deal with, you know, there's so many things that impacts our overall health on a day to day. So to have a bout of depression, for instance, or anxiety, that is not abnormal. You know, many of men face that, you know, many of women face that, you know, so I think if they can realize that this is not abnormal and you don't have to try to tough it out, you're not in this battle alone, that you have people who want to help you, then maybe we can see a real tide change.
Do you think a lot of people don't understand depression and anxiety is a chemical change in the brain?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
It is. And it could be triggered from so many different, you know, it could be environmental stimuli. There could be things that are going on in your personal life, right? That you're going through a hard time. And that actually does cause hormonal changes in our bodies, which can cause depression or anxiety. And I think if people realize, like, okay, this is something that is physiologically, physical interaction going on in my body, then maybe they won't see it as a weakness.
The social determinants of health. I don't think a lot of people maybe take those into context of how that can impact your mental health, but also your physical health. Can you talk about what people should know and also what they could do about it?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the one that I always look to is, for instance, poverty, right? Because I think that in itself has an overarching impact on so many different parts of our lives. So, you know, from the environment you live in, the pollution that you deal with, which can cause things like asthma or, you know, other respiratory conditions, your access to healthy, nutritious foods. You know, all of those things impact your overall physical well-being in addition to your mental health, all right? And so I think if we start to really process that and think through, okay, this is, you know, these social determinants of health all impact our health, and it's despite whether or not you just go to the doctor or not, right? So I think that's the biggest thing. And then once we start to realize that, we can start empowering our communities to do different things, whether we're talking about tackling poverty, talking about, you know, farmers markets and getting nutritious foods, all of those things help make an impact.
All right, final thoughts. What do you want men to know?
Yeah, I just want men to know, like, you know, be empowered. You know, do not feel like you're in a struggle alone. You know, there's actually strength in numbers. And I just want men to know that we are here to help. And, you know, knowledge is power. So don't be afraid to seek that knowledge.
Dr. Vince, great advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
University Hospital's Cutler Center for Men is hosting its inaugural Men's Full Life Fitness Summit on Saturday, September 27th at the Cleveland Huntington Convention Center. The free day-long summit begins at 7 a.m. until 4:30 in the afternoon at 300 Lakeside Avenue in downtown Cleveland. It's open to both men and women, and you can register at the door. Thank you so much for listening to Health Yeah! Remember, you can watch the video versions of the episodes on YouTube at Monica Robbins' channel. Subscribe and follow my work and never miss an episode at authory.com/Monica Robbins. Find me on X and Instagram at Monica Robbins, and I'm also on Blue Sky Social at monicarobbins.bsky.social. And you can follow me on Facebook at Monica Robbins, WKYC in parentheses. Wishing you the best of health, and stay tuned for your next dose of information.
Monica Robbins is not a medical doctor. All content presented in this program is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice and should not be relied on as health or personal advice. Always seek the guidance of your personal doctor or qualified healthcare professional with any questions regarding your health or medical condition. Thanks for listening to Health Yeah! With Monica Robbins from WKYC Studios. Subscribe now so you never miss an update, and find more on everything you heard right here on WKYC.com, the WKYC app, and WKYC Plus on your smart TV.